Last Friday, about 15 students unhappy about the way they're treated at Dartmouth interrupted a presentation to prospective students. They carried signs and shouted, "Dartmouth has a problem." That problem, says senior Karolina Krelinova from the Czech Republic, is intolerance.
We all have very different experiences with discrimination, bullying, feeling unwelcome at Dartmouth for various reasons of sexual, gender issues, racial issues, ableism and classism. All that has been affecting many of us in very different ways, sometimes combined.
Last week's protest drew angry comments posted on a website open only to the Dartmouth community, but not officially sanctioned by the school. Some defend the protesters, others oppose them, some even threatening violence. That's unsettling to Samantha Reckford, a senior in the dissident group.
And so that kind of unsafety, just knowing what kind of hatred, what kind of violence, what kind of resentment against students of color, students of different gender identities, different sexual identities, you know, that all of that is brewing. And now we see it, but we still can't identify who's perpetrating it.
Protester Karenina Rojas says she was physically assaulted by a college employee whom she has reported but will not publicly name pending the investigation. During a lunch break, Ben Hawley, a freshman, said he thought that the protesters raised an important issue.
They're representing a voice on campus that isn't heard enough, but I would argue, and I think I could say that the majority of the students on campus would argue that the way they did it was very disrespectful and, if anything, harmful to their cause.
Against this backdrop of unrest, the dean of the college, Charlotte Johnson, addressed a crowd of several hundred assembled on the green.
Much of what we learn by example. Some of those examples are poor examples of how to respect each other and embrace our differences. Unfortunately, there are far too many sorts of those examples from both inside and outside of Dartmouth.
But Johnson also vowed that the college would, quote, create space for understanding. College officials are not condoning Friday's protest, but they say the intimidation that followed it is never justified. After the campus rally, the school invited members of the Dartmouth community to discussion groups that were closed to the public and the press. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.